Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And shall we talk a little bit about Mr. Donald Trump, former U.S. president? Some might say the genuine U.S. president from 2020. Some might say that. But anyway, Mr. Trump, as you know, there was a rumor, which he put about himself, that he was likely to have been arrested and made to do the perp walk of shame earlier this week. Just one thing. It didn't happen. Now, there's a couple of reasons. There's many reasons why it didn't happen, because there's some quite strange shenanigans going about. We read that the DA, who was going to potentially arrest Donald Trump, a guy called Alvin Bragg, apparently two things happened earlier in the week. Tuesday, I think, when the arrest was supposed to happen, somebody phoned up and made a bomb. There was a bomb alert. Oh, no. Those right-wing MAGA monsters phoning up, threatening a bomb. And then we just discovered yesterday that an envelope containing a suspicious powder was sent to the DA. Oh, no. Again, those monstrous MAGA people. Or maybe it was just the FBI. What do you think, folks? What do you think? Because the story goes that apparently some of the legal beagles around Bragg are saying that the case that they've got against Trump is so weak, is so poor, that it would be insane to go ahead with it. So what they have to do is buy themselves thinking time. So what better way to buy yourself thinking time? If you're on the third floor in the DA's office, quick, make a quick call. Hey, is that the FBI? Yeah, listen, guys, we're going to need one of those very helpful suspicious powder envelopes sent our way, toot to sweet. Get it over here as fast as you can. That'll give us a couple of days. So here we've got anyway, we've got through the week. Trump hasn't been arrested yet. Could it happen? Well, of course, anything could happen. But as time passes, it seems to be more and more unlikely. So it looks like Trump blew the whistle on this one before they actually could do it. And now they are now having to double check to make sure that this is something that isn't going to just instantly fall apart at the very first hurdle. So that seems to be anywhere where we are with the Trump perp walk. And yes, I know all the lefties are, oh, we can't wait to get Trump. We want to get those images of Trump in handcuffs, have him dragged out of his Mar-a-Lago mansion. Although, funnily enough, I mean, if they did arrest him, they would have to get, Florida to go along with it. Would Ron DeSantis go along with it? Or would Ron not go along with it, is the question. But nonetheless, it's unlikely to me that they will do this. I think it's too poor. I know they all fantasize, we want to see Trump. We want to see Trump in handcuffs. We want to see the FBI dragging him out by the scruff of his neck. Oh yeah, they all fantasize about that. They don't realize that even if they got that, the visual effect of that would be to guarantee Trump wins the next presidency. So actually, Trump wins either way. If they do it, Trump will win. And if they don't do it, Trump has stirred them down and therefore won. And that's what I love about Trump. He's not perfect. Listen, guys, I know that. I know some of you out there might take a view that Trump himself is a bit of a psyops. And I understand that argument. But in the real world, we've got, we've got two choices when it comes to 2024 in terms of the U.S. presidential election. It's going to be Biden or Harris or some other, whoever other freak they think of, versus either Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis. Donald Trump is miles ahead in the field, miles ahead. The demonization of Donald Trump continues apace. There's all these the so-called DeSantis backers. I see them on social media, guys. I know who you are. And, you seem to be unnaturally concerned about Donald Trump becoming the candidate. Why is that? And it's because Trump's a maverick and Trump gets things wrong, but he gets most things right. Most things he gets right. I think the swamp still does not really want Trump, even though, yes, I know he's a billionaire class and you don't get to be a billionaire unless you've sold your soul to them in some way. But Trump, I'm not sure, though, he is so maverick I don't like the attacks coming from the DeSantis camp on him, but it doesn't matter because he's still way ahead in the lead. And were they to arrest him, that would put his lead, it would put him even further ahead. I don't think they can stop him standing in 2024. I think he will stand and he will win the Republican nomination. I'm not sure if he can win the presidency, though, because as I keep telling you, I believe the U.S. system, is electoral system, that is completely corrupted. And it's almost impossible to understand how you could get a fair, you know, a fair election, which undoubtedly would then lead to the Trump presidency. But either which way, folks, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to watch the space. We're going to have to see if they're going to manage to get Donald Trump, or are they going to keep getting these funny envelopes, care of the FBI, sent to the DAs to ensure that they don't actually do a damn thing. Thanks for listening, friends. Catch you soon.